Got Luke Collier here. How we doing today?
Doing pretty good, man. Excited about today. Mm-hmm. Got some young talent out here getting ready to work out in front of some pro scouts. So I'm always excited about that.
Now, you know, you're a Chicago product. Played in the big leagues 14 years. 14 years of professional baseball experience. Alumni Coach Maiden, I got to get that in. Yeah, I made them. Don't forget it. So, I mean, now you're scouting for the Kansas City Royals after playing in the major leagues. I mean, what are some of the transitions that you have to go through from player to scouting?
Well, I know I learned a lot about the ins and outs about, you know, what teams look for in a player. Mm-hmm. It helped me out a lot, you know, because I was curious when I played. I wanted to know what it was that they liked about me. You know, what made me, you know, a prospect and stuff like that. So when I went to scout school, they taught us a lot about what to look for, you know, the different tools and how to evaluate the tools. And that's all I do now, you know what I mean? We look for guys who can run, throw, bat speed. But most of all, we look for kids that got the good makeup, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, that wants to play the game because, you know, 162 games a year, hot sun, you're away from your family, you're in and out of hotels, so you got to really love this game mm-hmm. and all the ups and downs that it's going to take to really, you know, overcome, you know, the negativity and get to the highest level. Mm-hmm. Kids got to really have outstanding makeup and to fight through that. So that's some of the things that we look for, mm-hmm. some things that I know that I had that got me through. I try to look for those same things in kids.
And, you know, having coached 30-plus years, I run across a lot of parents and players that have come in contact with major league players and passed along their kid's name and information on that player, thinking that player was going to get their kid drafted. They don't really understand. On the major league and even the minor league players, the players really don't come in contact with the scouts that's responsible for drafting players.
No, once the scout put the kid in and write the report on the kid, that's it. Mm-hmm. After that, it's on the kid. The kid has to develop. The kid, it goes into the system. Each system has a player development, you know, where the kids go in, you know, whether it's pitching coaches, hitting coaches, fielding instructors, and the kid has to develop and excel at each level. After the scout put the kid in, you know, other than maybe a phone call to say, hey, man, how you doing? Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. The scout doesn't have any bearing on what the kid does after they draft him or sign the kid.
There are a lot of kids out there that have a lot of raw talent and ability, and they don't realize that, you know, you have to master techniques to play on the next level because everybody's going to be good as far as ability is concerned.
I mean, you know, you got kids that got physical ability, kids that can run, throw, and hit. You know, once you get to a certain level, everybody can do that. You know, what separates a kid is work ethic and the proper fundamentals and just the desire to want to compete and want to win. So, I mean, kids really have to develop their talents and their skill sets in order to be, you know, separated. You know, I was just talking to some kids today, and I told them, like, what's going to make you different when we put you in a crowd of 50 people that can do everything you do? So it had to be the skill set, the fundamentals, the polished players, what guys are looking for, you know what I mean? In this day and time, you know, scouts are looking for kids that's a little more advanced than, you know, back in the day. Back in the day when I got drafted, it was strictly tools. Now it's tools with polish, you know what I mean? And just what it is because kids are getting pushed to the big leagues a lot faster than back in the day.
And how good of a player was you when you got drafted?
When I initially got drafted, I felt like I was good physically. But as far as knowing the game, I didn't know, I didn't have a clue of what the game was really about. And it took me, I'm telling you, I'm still learning the game. And I'm retired 5 years, but, you know, it took me 5-10 years to really start to understand the game and stuff like that. You can never stop learning that this, you know, learning this game is so complex, you know what I mean? It's so much competition. But, you know, if you work hard at it, you know, and you dedicate it to it, you continue to develop.
And tell everybody out there in TV land how good of a coach I was.
Well, Mike Maiden was my coach back when I was 15 years old.
You tell him how good I was, though.
He was all right. He was all right.
That's the end of this show. Luke Collier gets on Coach Maiden's show no more. Coach with Luke Collier on the road.